We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Reported to be an overdose on Friday night at his home in White Plains, New York, or in the area. He was rushed to a hospital in White Plains, and he'd been on life support reportedly ever since. And they were doing a series of tests yesterday to check brain activity to see if there's any sort of glimmer of hope. And reportedly, the results came back early today, and there's been no change in his brain activity. He apparently went roughly 30 minutes without his brain getting proper oxygen. And, there is some damage that is done that is often irreversible. I'm not trying to play doctor on the radio. I'm just repeating what I've read. Mm-hmm. And, miracles do happen, I guess, but at this point, you're probably looking at a miracle. So that's too bad. I don't know if you saw this interview that went viral. I saw it on Saturday after the reports of his overdose. This was a few years ago. He was being interviewed and sort of broke down while talking about it. Did you see this at all?
No.
Okay. So DMX is being interviewed. He has famously battled drug addiction and alcohol addiction for years now. He's been in rehab and out of rehab and in rehab and out of rehab. And in one of these moments where he was out of rehab, he's just sort of telling a story. He says he's 14 years old, and he's with his idol, like this street guy that he looks up to. And they'd went out and done some, I think he described it as a robbery. It's just the way they were living. But they completed the deal, and they they're going through the money. And DMX says he's 14 years old, and this guy he looked up to like passed him what appeared to be a joint, and so he just hit it because again, this is the world he was living in.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately just was out of his mind, messed up. And what he subsequently found out was that the joint was laced with crack cocaine. And he actually starts crying. And he's like, before that, I never messed around with any of this stuff. And he said a monster was born that day. When I got my first taste of that, it triggered something, and I have never been able to let go completely. So to see that man all these years later, looking back at his childhood and going, why would you do that to a 14-year-old? You knew I looked up to you. You knew you could put anything in front of me and I would have done it. You could have asked me to do anything and I would have done it. And you put that in my hand without telling me. And then I become an addict. I'm hooked from that moment on. It was just sad. You can find it. I'm certain it went viral on Saturday. And so to watch a person break down while telling that story and then know that that person never ended up beating those demons and now is on the verge of the end of his life, it appears, just an awful thing. You hold out hope that maybe doctors misdiagnosed, maybe these results would be good, but again, reportedly the results are not good, so DMX remains in a hospital on life support. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is Memphis's Sports Station, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station. National contest data message rates apply. The Parlay Payday, powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. 11K a day.
Okay, last chance today to win $1,000, and we will do it all again tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. But right now, you got plenty of time. Text the word LAUNCH, LAUNCH. Text LAUNCH to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text LAUNCH, LAUNCH. To 72881 now for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. Like I said, we'll do it all again all day long tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. But right now, plenty of time. Text LAUNCH to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Odyssey knows that having baseball back is just better. A full season of games to look forward to? Better. And using BetQL's proven data and analytics to cash in those baseball bets more consistently? So much better. BetQL looks at every potential bet from every game to find you the most profitable opportunities. It's time to make baseball betting better. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BETTER for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BETTER at BetQL.com. BetQL, an Odyssey company.
Let me tell you about FanDuel. It's time to add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action. You can do it on FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. It's because their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions. When you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel, it's where I play because it's easy to register, to deposit, to find your bet. You're never going to have issues. And right now, FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN, they're letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 in site credit if you don't win. Place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older, present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Yeah, my feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing.
If you're looking for auto insurance or home insurance or life insurance or business insurance, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven, and understand that lower than normal rates are available right now, so take advantage of it. I'm certain you got a local doctor, local dentist, probably even a local attorney. You need your own personal local insurance agent as well. Somebody's got a 901 in their phone number. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, proud partner with University of Memphis Athletics. 901-867-SAVE. That's 901-867-7283. It's two locations in the Memphis area, one on Canada Road in Lakeland. The other's on Highway 51 in Covington. Again, that number is 901-867-SAVE. 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Online, rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins. is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Cargill Show weekdays, 9 to 11 here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm okay, Gary.
Just okay?
I'm pretty good. A little tired, but I'm okay, yeah.
What has you so tired and down today?
I have puppies again, you know?
I don't know why you do that to yourself. I don't know why you do that to yourself.
I'm not sure either. I won't for a long time now, but I have puppies again. And so, like, last night, my sister was here. So from 9 till, how'd it work? 8 till 11, I worked, and she slept. And then from 11 until 2, no, is that right? You know, I slept, and she watched the puppies. And then from 2 to 4, I watched the puppies, and she slept. And from 4 to 6, like that, I slept. And so I slept for 3 hours and 2 hours, broken up by 2 hours.
I know that
I'm kind of tired.
I know that these puppies will turn into money, but, like, wouldn't dealing weed be easier?
Not as much money, probably.
I probably not. No, it's not at all for the money. That's the thing. I probably lose, like, particularly, yeah, I probably lose money. Like, I had a horrible incident with one of the puppies on Monday, and I went to the emergency vet with this one puppy. I had 8 puppies, and so I took it there, and they said, okay, now it's going to be between $800 and $1,000, and it's a day-old puppy, you know, and it died.
Oh.
So, like, I don't know. Like, do you have that kind of losses in weed, both emotional and financial?
No, I think. Nope. I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think it. Weed doesn't cost that much, unless you buy a whole lot. And then it usually just relaxes you. It doesn't make you sad as much. It just makes you lazy.
Right.
So, unproductive.
Oh, by the way, on the point of laziness, and I do want to brief, we are going to turn this whole thing over to Peloton again today. I mean, it's your radio show. But I was reading today, there's a story, and this makes a lot of sense to me. They were looking at grizzly bears. And what they observed from grizzly bears is that if they're making their way across the hillside or doing whatever, they tend to go as slow as possible unless they're, you know, chasing a human being or something like that, you know, chasing a whatever or something they're going to eat. And they also look for the easiest way across the hillside. They, like, go out of their way to, like, not go up the steepest hills and whatever else. And the point, there's a study, and the point was is that we are biologically driven to conserve energy, right? We are, as living creatures, are biologically wired to conserve energy. And so it's not actually natural to just go out there and exercise for the sake of exercising. And it's why you need a Peloton or something else, or goals or something else to get you to exercise. Because, like a grizzly bear, left up to your own instincts, you're going to stay on the couch.
I think that's right. I think, you know what I think helps? I mean, and some people are just self-motivated. A thing that helps me, a scale. I have a scale in the house.
Mm-hmm.
An Apple Watch, because your Apple Watch will judge you.
Like, right, we discussed that yesterday,
yeah,
right? It'll say rude things about you.
Yeah, it'll
be also help, and that probably didn't help for the grizzly bear, a picture of itself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine, like, if a grizzly bear looking, could see a picture of itself? Oh, my God, I got 3 chins now. I got to do something.
And you know what?
I got to get out of this den, you know?
And you know what it is? It is a picture. It's not just looking in the mirror every day. You will not notice the change just looking in the mirror every day because the change is subtle. But if you for the first time in 3 months see a picture of yourself, you'll go like, oh, my God.
I look disgusting.
Oh,
that's what you'll think. You'll think I look disgusting, yeah.
Right, yeah. No, I've gone through that. Like, no, go look at Instagram. See how many pictures there are of me. I don't like to be photographed.
Oh, no, I put pictures of puppies. You notice I'm never with the puppies,
right.
You know?
There you go. So, like,
this is not an accident. It's not me. You don't see a lot of selfies from me.
Yes.
You
know? So I think these things do actually help, and the Peloton is the next step. And I will tell you. And you know what? I think talking about it publicly with you helped.
Yeah.
Because today,
yeah. I'm here for you.
Uh-huh. Today, I first had to go get my stupid car from downtown. So I got home and I was free by 10:05, and then I still got 2 large suitcases because I was on the road for 2 weeks that have to be unpacked. Like, let's take the dirty clothes, put them in the dirty clothes. Clean clothes, put them up. You know, radio stuff, podcasting stuff. Like, let's put everything where it goes and put these empty suitcases in the attic space. So So I said, okay, I'm going to do that. So I did that. And then I got a phone call, and I said, okay, I'm going to take this phone call. And then you look up, and it's like, and now I've got to go get Oliver from school, and then I've got to drop him off at Kelly's store, and then I've got to finish prepping for the radio show. And I had every excuse in the world not to get on that Peloton. And I said, you know what? If Jeff asked me, I want to be able to tell him the truth that I did it. Right. I completed my first Peloton ride today, and I don't want to brag, but I won my race.
How was it fun? Was it what would you say it was? Well, how would you decide?
Okay, I didn't jump in one of the classes because it was like I don't quite understand it yet, and it was like this one starts at 3:30, this one starts at 1:30, and I like needed to go right now. You know, I'd be like, okay, right. I've got 30 minutes right now if I jump on and start pedaling. And I didn't have time to wait on a class, so I just went for a ride. It was a scenic ride through the Las Vegas Strip. I don't know. and so I just went for a ride through the Las Vegas Strip, and I didn't know if I was competing with people, but then I noticed there seemed to be a scoreboard on the right-hand side. And I was like, well, I feel like I can beat these people. And so I finished first. I don't know what that means exactly.
Nice.
I did finish first. I was happy.
That's pleased. Fantastic, Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
And then I had to undo the Velcro on the shoes and escape them again because I don't know how to take them off the pedals. I don't know how to, I'm still a beginner.
Was it a good workout?
I felt tired, you know, right. And I think that's the point. I felt tired, but like honestly, if I'm because we have a treadmill as well, and if I'm on the treadmill and I start to feel tired, I'll just slow it down. You know?
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to watch a baseball game while I'm on the treadmill. I'll just slow it down. I'm going to get these steps in eventually. And yet, because there was this semblance of competition, right. I was like, I can't slow down. I've got to keep going. And I'll just. So I got tired, which I think's the point of exercising. I think I read that somewhere.
Well, that's fantastic. It's a new day. Day one.
Yeah,
day one.
Not,
good work.
I didn't realize I was a modern-day Lance Armstrong, though. I didn't realize I was going to be the best at Peloton.
Well, that's the thing. People always thought Lance was like juicing, but maybe he was – no, we learned he was juicing, you know? So don't succumb. I would say don't succumb to that, Gary.
What if I think
that all the other Pelotoners are juicing out there, but don't succumb to it. It's not worth it.
What if I get so into this that I start using performance-enhancing drugs just to win Peloton races on a Thursday afternoon?
Then you write a biography called a book about yourself. It's not about the Peloton.
What if I get addicted to performance-enhancing drugs because I ride a Peloton? It could happen, I guess.
It could happen to me.
All right, let's not talk Peloton for another 30 minutes. No. Earl Timberlake is going to be a Memphis Tiger. That's good news, right?
I think it is good news.
How about this?
I mean, you know, like, I've never seen him play ever. You probably haven't you?
I have seen him on the grassroots circuit. I'm not going to pretend to be an Earl Timberlake expert.
Well, I would say this. When I you know, I looked at the athletic rankings of available players after they lost Boogie and after they lost DJ. And over at the Athletic, they had the top 50 available players, and both of those dudes were on the list. Whereas the kid from Hampton, Davion
Warren.
Was the last name?
Warren.
Yeah, Davion was not on the list. But now, our man Timberlake, he was 10th on the list, considerably higher than Boogie or DJ. So it sounds like people think he's a better player than either of those guys.
Okay, how about
That's
this?
Good.
So I texted some coaches earlier today who I knew were familiar with the guys who had left Memphis and the guys who were coming into Memphis. And I was just like, listen, if you could, out of these players, so we're talking Earl Timberlake, DJ Jeffries, Boogie Ellis, Musa Cisse, Davion mm-hmm. Warren, Chandler Lawson, Damian Baugh, basically the non-high school players who either just left Memphis or are coming to Memphis maybe. With Warren and Timberlake, clearly with Lawson, we'll see. And I said, like, out of those players, you could only pick one to have on your team. You're not worried about fit, but, like, just terms in, who's going to be the best college basketball player out of that group next season? And the answer I got almost unanimously, but definitely more often than not, was Earl Timberlake. And I also texted Sam Vecenie, who, of course, does this list at The Athletic. Now, he lives in Australia, so I realized I texted him like 5 in the morning. Apologize. But he hit me back, you know, around 30, 40 minutes ago, and it said, hey, just woke up. And then it said I presented the same question to him, and he said that he would have Earl Timberlake number one. and he would actually have Davion Warren, like, at the end of that group, even behind Damian Baugh. And he said that with Warren, and Sam is somebody who watches more basketball than anybody. Like, I can honestly tell you I've never seen Davion Warren play a basketball game. You know, I can Google, I can go to Google stuff just like anybody else, but I never watched him play. Sam actually does watch these people play. And he said that he would, I think I listed seven players. Again, Earl Timberlake, DJ Jeffries, Boogie Ellis, Musa Cisse, Chandler Lawson, Damian Baugh, Davion Warren. And he had Davion Warren seventh and said that, you know, he just wasn't very good in non-Big South games. But I did text over the weekend a head coach in the Big South, and I asked him, what do you think of Davion Warren, the transfer that Memphis just got? And he said, I like him at our level, and I think he'll be good at Memphis. He won't be their best player, but I do think he can play for them. So for whatever that's worth. And also, by the way, called him a good, he said, kid. I don't like it when people call college players kids because they're not kids. But, like, I'll just quote him. He said, seems like a good kid as well. So that's a plus. So, you know, we'll see. But they have added two pieces to help offset the losses. And I don't think they've reached the point yet where, you know, what they are getting is better than what they're losing. But, like, it doesn't have to be for them to still be good. They don't have to completely replicate what they lost. They just need to get enough pieces to get to where on paper you go, okay, I could see this working. And with the addition of Earl Timberlake, they're clearly headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I would – well, first of all, in terms of the rankings, all of that makes sense. Like, if you look at the recruiting rankings, that's fundamentally – Davion Warren was the lowest rated of them, barely scratched the surface. And Earl Musa, they would be at the top, but Musa more as a pro prospect and Earl Timberlake as a better college player. So all of that analysis makes sense. I think you're absolutely right, and I had a discussion with somewhere else. You can tell me in the abstract, is this team more talented than last year's team? Maybe it's not yet. Seems like it wouldn't be yet. They brought in two, they're losing four, among other things, right? Like, you know, even if you can say that Timberlake is better than DJ and Davion can be Damian Baugh, well, you still got Musa and Boogie to account for, right? So, but here's the thing. When we talk about will they be better, are we talking about will they be more productive? Like, do I think these two players could be better than Boogie and DJ were for the first half of the season? You know, when we talk about losing them, we're talking about losing them at their apex at the end of the season when they were, you know, very productive, when they were both productive players. But for much of the season, they just weren't. And I can absolutely imagine that Earl Timberlake is going to be better and have a dramatically better impact, I would think, than DJ Jeffries did throughout the course of the season. And as we know, at the end of the season, they were absolutely a tournament team. The question is you know, they tanked. They screwed themselves by the way they started the season. So you can absolutely be less talented than that team was this past year and still have a – not just capable of competing and capable of being good, having a better chance to make the NCAA tournament if you don't get off to the pathetic start that team got off to last year.
Right, and I'll get a little more specific with it. Like, if you told me you could have – I don't even know what your Malcolm is now. Is he, he'll be a junior next season, is that right? Because I think,
yeah.
Okay, so like if you told me you could have junior Malcolm Dandridge or sophomore Musa Cisse, I would rather have sophomore Musa Cisse, right? I think Penny would too. But can junior Malcolm Dandridge be more productive than freshman Musa Cisse?
Absolutely, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. I don't want to say absolutely.
There's an argument. Could he be?
Right. Okay, and, you know, okay.
Sophomore Earl Timberlake be better than sophomore DJ Jeffries or sophomore Boogie or sophomore Damian?
If his shoulder's okay, I would bet on that. Yes,
absolutely. I would that one. I would absolutely project that he will be. Now, will they be better than what DJ is next year? I don't really know. But we're talking about if you're asking, are they better? Can they be better next year than they were this past year? I think so. And they're obviously not done yet.
And, okay, so, like, oh, then you're supposed to get a better version of DeAndre Williams. You're supposed to get a better version of Landers Nolly. Like, that's the way this stuff is supposed to work.
Well, not only that, you've got DeAndre Williams for the whole season, presumably.
Right. And then, like, You know, Chandler Lawson was a rotation player on a Pac-12 outright champion. I don't think there's any doubt he's going to be able to help you. So can junior season Chandler Lawson be more useful? Not necessarily more productive, but be a better piece than, I don't know, you know, whatever DJ Jeffries or Boogie Ellis provided. Maybe we start to stretch it here. Like, I can acknowledge that. But, like, Chandler Lawson, if you can play 19 minutes a game for Oregon, the outright Pac-12 champs that advanced in the NCAA tournament, then you can be an important piece at Memphis. So if you get him, I think that's another plus, and you start to close the gap. Let me be clear. If you'd have left it up to me, I would have rather brought the entire team back that was playing last season at the end for next season. That's the team I wanted. But that was never going to be reality. So now you just try to figure out how close to that can we get, or can we possibly exceed it? And I think they've already gotten close enough to where you feel pretty good heading into next season. And obviously they're not done yet.
Yeah, if you can tell me what's happening with the NCAA and what's happening at point guard, then I would be willing to predict whether they're in the NCAA tournament next year. You know, those to me, this sort of, you know, rim protector, that'd be nice too. I bet they can figure it out. Lots of schools succeed without a classic rim protector, right? For me, the question is, what is happening at point, and what's happening with the NCAA? And, you know, beyond that, but the truth matters, if not much, if we, you know, let's presume we don't know anything about the NBA, NCAA by the time next season starts. And let's just say they don't add any more than sort of Lawson level equivalents, which are really good players, but not some other, you know, particularly gaudily ranked player. I'd be happy. I will be entertained and optimistic with the bones of this team that's already been assembled. You know, if you basically have the guts of this team that's already been assembled out there next year at the beginning of the season, I'm willing to see how this unfolds and think they got a reasonable shot at making the NCAA tournament right now.
Yeah, I think if you've got a core of DeAndre Williams, Landers Nolly, and Lester Quinones with the addition of Earl Timberlake, that's good enough for the NCAA tournament. I just think it
exactly is.
Yeah. Like, is it top 25? We could debate that. But I would project that the roster they have right now, at this moment, committed to be in the program next season, is a roster I would project to finish second in the AAC and in the NCAA tournament.
Well, good. Write that down.
Give me 1 second. I'll write it down right
no,
now.
And the thing is, we knew this. Like, we knew both parts of this. We knew that Penny was going to lose the players, and we knew that Penny would go out and get other good players, like, and both of those things are happening. And I never lost faith in the Penny Hardaway experiment or the Penny Hardaway enterprise or whatever else. I continue to believe the biggest issue is the rest of the NCAA. The rest of it, they're going to figure out. And I think people will feel a lot better about things today, obviously.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jason Smith reported earlier that Penny Hardaway has offered both Chandler and Jonathan Lawson Zoom call tonight. If they take those two, that gets them, based on Musa Cisse either staying in the draft or just not being at Memphis, period, for whatever reason, that gets them to 13. Do we think we're done there, or is there some thought that another player could leave?
Oh, I suppose Landers could, right? I don't think he will. I don't think they're thinking he will, but I absolutely expect he'll declare, or wouldn't be surprised if he declares. Beyond that, who might leave? You know, you get the sense that Malcolm's probably going to come back. He's close with Chandler. If he gets, you know, I actually think that could work. So, but yeah, impossible. You know, I mean, he's a guy who tweeted out a week ago what to do, what to do, what to do. So, you know, you never know. So I wouldn't rule it out, but. That could be that.
I know people are concerned about the hole in the middle. Like, you lose Musa Cisse, and now, if you had to play a game today, would Malcolm Dandridge be your starting center? And he might. I'm just not that concerned about that. Like, you can be great in college basketball without having a great center. You just can't.
Well, as I said, who had the great – of the elite teams this year – who had great centers?
Well, I mean, they're technically centers. Like, you know.
I mean, Gonzaga did, right?
Yeah, right. Drew Timmy. But, like, Baylor just won a national championship, and their starting center, I don't even think, played half the game. You know, they got him up.
They just had a bunch of big athletic guys, you know?
Yeah, Baylor.
And the truth of the matter is, if you've got Malcolm and Chandler and Sam coming in and whatever else, you've got a bunch of big athletic guys. Same thing.
Right. How about this?
Same thing. But, you know, yeah.
How about this? Let me make sure I've got this right before I say it out loud. Baylor just won the national championship. They beat Gonzaga 86-70 in the title game. Their starting center was Flo Thamba. He played 16 minutes in that game and averaged 15 minutes per game on the season. What Baylor did to be great is go small, put Mark Vidal at the five, at which point they're basically playing with a 6'5", or they would go to Jonathan Chamwechachua. He's 6'8", or they'd go to Vidal, who's 6'5", 250. But even Chamwechachua only played this season, let me get the numbers on it, only averaged 19.3 points per game. So Baylor had two, quote, centers on its roster. One of them played 15 minutes a game. One of them played 19 minutes a game. Neither one of them averaged more than 6.5 points per game. It just didn't really matter. They would go small, they'd go athletic, and it was fine. And if you can do that in the Big 12 and win a national title, then you can do that at Memphis. In other words, start Malcolm Dandridge at the five. If he's you know, it could work, great. If it doesn't, just go small and play DeAndre Williams at the five.
Right.
Yeah. There's nothing unique about going small, you know, in college basketball these
days. Well, to the matter is there were lots of games where Penny just sat Moose on the bench, you know, right. Like – that's one of the reasons he might be, even if he doesn't go pro, there's a theory that he might transfer because he was unhappy with the minutes that he got, which means there are a lot of minutes that Memphis played, and a lot of them were very effective minutes where, you know, Malcolm had the one great half against Houston, but he wasn't, a lot of times they didn't have a classic big, and they were sometimes at their best.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the five. I don't think that's a real problem.
Aren't you a little worried about the point, though?
Yes, I always have been. I'm like,
right.
While everybody else was like,
but not just because Alo isn't good enough. I know you've said, well, you know, whatever to be your story, but like they don't have their best basketball at the end of this year. I mean, they lost Boogie and Damian Ball, who were the other two point guards. Like, I think they have an issue at point guard, right? Yeah. And Jordan Nesbitt too is sort of a combo point guard, like. I don't know who the hell plays point besides Alo.
I mean, Davion Warren played some minutes. He played some minutes at point guard, but that's some minutes for a bad team in the Big South. Like, what does that even mean? You know? Like, I always, and this is why, listen, I'm optimistic because I talked to a coach in the Big South, head coach, who said, I like him. Like, he won't be Memphis' best player, but, like, he can play for them, sure. But, you know, Hampton was 11-14 in the Big South. I know that he averaged 21 points per game, but like every, and he's good. I think he's good. Like if I were Memphis, I would have taken him. But every bad team has a leading scorer. Like you can't just tell me, well, he averaged X amount of points. Well, okay, but like for a bad team, what does that mean? Now it's 21, not just 14. So there's some talent there, and he did play some backup, or you know, minutes at primary, you know, as a primary ball handler. But like. It's one thing to do that for a bad team in the Big South as opposed to a good team in the AAC. We'll see. He's at least an option. Lester, I guess, is an option. I'll just be crystal clear on this. I do not like going into a season with Alex Lomax as your starting point guard and Lester Quinones and Davion Warren as your backup options. I would prefer.
No, even if Alo goes in as your starter, and let's be honest, Alo was at his best when he had a more limited role coming off the bench. That's when he was really at his best.
And Memphis Memphis was at its best when he had no role.
And that's true, too. I mean, but he also, like, there were games where he played a valuable role. Against South Florida, would have lost it without him. Like, there are games, I'm very happy to have Alex Lomax as a backup point guard on this team, or as part of the point guard rotation on this team, but not if Davion Warren is the other option. Like, That's not like M. Boogie Ellis is the other option, right? And Boogie Ellis and Damian Ball. So that strikes me as, if we're talking about what's the biggest hole, that's obviously the biggest hole at this point.
Yeah, like if you told me I could do one more thing to the roster, I would want to add somebody who I think could be my starting point guard. Now, it's not easy to just go find your starting point guard.
Right.
But that's what I would like to do. I would like to find a starting point guard, somebody who is an upgrade over what I have in the program, what I have coming into the program, and somebody that I'm never trying to be mean. I promise you this. I hope my sons grow up to be as impressive young men as Alex Lomax seems to be. If you're trying to be the things you want to be at the University of Memphis, through 3 years at least, he has not shown the consistency that it requires he's very limited in what he can do. Now, he can do some things pretty well, but he's very limited in what he can do. And I don't know how good you can be with him playing 25 minutes a game for you, with the ball in his hands. I say that as nicely and as respectfully as I can say it. If I could do one more thing to this Memphis roster before the start of next season, I'd want to fund somebody who is a clear upgrade at point guard that slides into a starting lineup with, Landers, Lester, DeAndre, and however else you want to do it.
I'm down for that.
I'm undefeated at Peloton. That's that's the main point.
How many people were in the group?
13. 13.
Damn. Were you in, beginner Peloton?
I don't really know. I was pressed for time, and I just said, I'm going to do something so that I can say I did something. And it said, do you want to go on a Las Vegas strip scenic route? I was like, I'm familiar with that. I haven't seen it in a while, but I'm familiar with that. I'll go look at the MGM while I pedal around. So I did that, and then I noticed they seem to be keeping score over here. And then I was committed to winning it. Undefeated at Peloton, 1-0, lifetime record.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jeff. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you.
Bye-bye. Big Bet Bennett, 1-0.
Not bad. Now, did you take into account that maybe the other people are in the same boat that you were, like that they didn't realize that there was a score kept either? Maybe you were just the first person to catch on to that.
I didn't take anything into account other than I finished first.
Congrats.
That's the only thing I took into account. That it had.
What happened when you came in first?
It said, do you want to record this race? I said, of course I want to record this race. I just want
to go back and watch it.
I don't think watch it as much as record the data.
Oh, gotcha.
To keep up with the data. I said, of course I want to record this. I just won. I just dominated other Peloton owners. I just jumped on this thing and immediately started dominating. What if I should have been a cyclist all along? What if I missed my calling?
This might be your calling. You just came in first place.
I do remember when I was a kid, I used to race bicycles.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like I haven't thought about this in 30 years. I bet there's a million bicycle trophies laying around somewhere. I used to race bicycles off of, I believe, Highway 51 in South Haven. There was bike racing for kids.
Oh, that's cool.
And I feel like I got a lot of bike trophies when I was a kid. And then I just got interested in other things, soccer, baseball, whatever. And I just sort of laid my cycling career down to the side. But what if that's my calling? What if instead of talking on television and radio and writing columns and ranking teams, all along I was supposed to be a cyclist?
Now's the time.
Better late than never.
I think so.
Perhaps I'm too old at this point to win Tour de France, but maybe not.
Just do another race tomorrow and see. I would say if you do another race tomorrow and you come close to first place, then you really got to start thinking about it.
Perhaps I'll be humbled in my next race.
Yeah. Maybe try a level up. Maybe try some mountains or something. It seems like you were just doing streets, right?
I was just cruising down the Las Vegas Strip.
Try a mountain race tomorrow, see what happens.
Perhaps I'll be humbled in my next race. But right now, all I know is I'm undefeated on the Peloton. A perfect record. I'm 1-0.
Nice.
Let me tell you about FanDuel. Baseball's back. The Mets cheated earlier today to win. And guess what? Doesn't matter that they cheated. If you were on the money line on the Mets, you were getting paid. Baseball is back. It's the perfect time to give FanDuel Sportsbook a shot because right now they're letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook, and that reason is because the app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets. They're going to pay you just as quickly as they can if you win. It can in as little as 24 hours. So what you need to do right now is go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Gary. That's promo code Gary at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner with Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older, present in Tennessee. First online real money wager, only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Be back in a second.
What's going on these days at the Fitz? You know, same old, same old. People winning jackpots right and left, then right again, then left again. Just the other day, Megan hit a jackpot for more than $225,000. What? Yep. Then Harold won $24,000 and change, Iris won $10,000, and Kayla won more than $5,800. So if you want to win, get over to the Fitz right now, like this second, because jackpots are jumping at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention, this is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-537-2701. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-537-2701. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-537-2701. Again, 800-537-2701.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today starting at only $5.99 per person.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves. With 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, this is JJ Redick. No one wants to have body odor. And the way I avoid that is by using Dove Men Plus Care Eucalyptus and Birch Deodorant. It uses plant-based cleansers and moisturizers that cares for your skin and keeps you feeling fresh and confident with 48-hour protection. So combat sweat and odor with this long-lasting, refreshing scent. Dove Men Plus Care Eucalyptus and Birch Deodorant. Odor protection that works.
Experience the Dove Men Plus Care plant-based line for yourself. Buy it now at Walmart and Target.
Pull up to Church's today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Fast Wi-Fi, you use it to connect to just about everything, which means having fast Wi-Fi matters a lot. That's why Xfinity offers gig speed Wi-Fi, the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for streaming big games, having big meetings, and making big plans. It's a big deal for families with one kid or two kids or three kids, especially if there's one kid who has enough devices for 10 kids. It's a big deal for gamers who are streaming while someone else is posting about their virtual spin class. And yet, it's also a big deal for a quiet Friday night in, because fast Wi-Fi makes everything better. Check out our new gig speed Wi-Fi or any of our other speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 25 megabits per second download speed for $25 a month for 12 months. Call, click, or visit a store today. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Advertised offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 5/20/21. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my
check. Put some respect on my check. Or pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad chick. Bad chick. We living lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D. Ice ornaments. Ice style ornaments. You ain't on of this. Don't think they on of this. But I'm a jet. Shut down Khalid. Philippe Patek. Get off my... Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
We're talking Memphis basketball in the last segment. Sort of about the roster makeup, and it seems pretty clear at this point, under the assumption Moussa Cisse's not coming back, and I think that's the working assumption, that Memphis has got an obvious hole at center and an obvious hole at point guard. One of the points I made is that the hole at center doesn't really bother me. I would rather have Moussa Cisse than not have him at Memphis, but you know, Malcolm Dandridge, if it comes to that, can start there. And like Baylor just won a national championship, and its starting center averaged 15 minutes per game.
Mm.
Their other traditional center played like 19 minutes per game, and they would play Mark Vidal, a 6'5", 250-pound forward in the middle for large periods of time, including against Gonzaga in the title game. So you can work around that. Start Malcolm Dandridge, let him play 12 minutes, and then DeAndre Williams can guard opposing centers. On the defensive end, like he's old enough and strong enough and big enough to do it. You don't run into many monster centers in the AAC anyway. So like I'm not concerned about the five. I would rather have Moussa Cisse as a starter and Malcolm Dandridge as a backup instead of Malcolm Dandridge as a starter and let's just figure out the rest of it. But here we are. I don't think it's that big of a deal. What I do think is a big deal, if you're trying to go from good to great, if you're trying to be excellent, you got to upgrade at point guard. And I don't like the idea of Alex Lomax starting, and Lester Quinones can get you some minutes there, and Davion Warren can get you some minutes there, and my little buddy, John Martin, he texted and said, Jonathan Lawson could maybe give you some minutes there, assuming he commits with his brother Chandler. And I'm not a Jonathan Lawson expert. I wasn't at, high school basketball games this season. So I'd say maybe. But here's what I would also say. If you've got a team built to win, older guys, DeAndre Williams, Landers Nolley, Earl Timberlake, you probably don't want your primary point guard being a freshman who's a borderline top 100 prospect who's not really a natural point guard. Like those, I'm not saying it can't work. I'm just saying go do the research on how often great teams have point guards, primary ball handlers, who are borderline top 100 teams. It's not normal. It's not a normal thing. Usually, if you are a great team with a freshman point guard, it's a one-and-done deal. It's Jalen Suggs. It's Derrick Rose. It's Marcus Teague. It's Tyus Jones. It's not somebody who is a borderline top 100 player coming out of high school who isn't even a natural point guard. It's usually somebody who has always been a point guard and they're one and done top 10 pick. So I wouldn't rule anything out, but that's based on history alone, that ain't the path. And so what I would, if I were in charge of roster building, what I would make a priority right now is to try to get a point guard out of the transfer portal who I think can make me better immediately, who I think is a clear upgrade over anybody else I could possibly have on my roster or anybody else I do have on my roster. I'm certain, this isn't hard to figure out. I'm certain that the staff is thinking along those lines as well, or I would assume. But wanting it and actually doing it are two different things. They can want it and just not be able to get it done. And then you go into a season, maybe Alex Lomax is your starting point guard. And if so, I'll root for him to have a breakthrough senior year. But breakthrough senior years aren't normal, Breakthrough sophomore years are normal. Breakthrough junior years, that's Luka Garza's story. Breakthrough senior years, those are a little more rare. So, again, don't ever rule it out, but it would be uncommon. So I think the priority at this point should be, can you find an upgrade at point guard? We'll see if they can. Be back with Dinner to Go.
BetMGM makes the tournament in Augusta even more exciting with a special offer for new customers. Simply sign up today and place a $1 money line wager on any golfer to win. If a birdie is made by the golfer that you bet on during the tournament, you'll win $100 in free bets, regardless of the bet's outcome. Just use bonus code RIGHT100, WRIGHT100, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Experience golf's greatest moments like never before with the King of Sportsbooks' innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code RIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 in free bets if any golfer makes a birdie. BetMGM is the place to bet with confidence on golf and your favorite sports all year long. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Jared and his wife needed to get their home sold fast because they needed to relocate for a job opportunity ASAP. So they talked to Josh Hysaw about his instant cash offer, decided it was perfect option for them. They got full market value for the home without having to show it or having open houses. Then they were quickly on the way to the new home and job. That is just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. Let your story be the next one. Listen, anybody can sell your home in this market. Only Josh Hysaw can get you the most. So if you want an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible, Josh Hysaw is the real estate agent for you. He has flexible fees, no upfront cost, and if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. So if you are trying to sell your home right now, do what I would do. Call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. His name is Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147. 901-461-8147. He's online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from Titleist. Introducing the new Titleist TSI family of drivers. The new TSI drivers are faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. Four drivers give you maximum performance for any type of dedicated golfer. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
It is time to add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. It's because their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions. And if you win, they're going to get you winning safely in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel, that is where I play because it's easy to register, to deposit, to find your bet. You'll never have any issues. And right now, FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN, they're letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place your first bet on anything, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 in site credit if you don't win. Place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree.
When the love's gone and the hate's there, better watch out, cause it's cake fear. When your family ain't your family and your legacy is...
You're not gonna believe this, Big Bet Bennett, but we're running late again.
It's okay.
You would think after 11 years I would properly know how to do a two-hour show. It really must be frustrating for you.
It's not frustrating.
It would frustrate me if I were you.
Tomorrow though, we got Grizzlies right at 6, so we'll have to...
You want to make a deal? I made a deal with Jeff yesterday about Peloton today.
What's the deal?
Let's make a deal.
Okay.
I'm going to hit the 420 segment at 420. I'm going to hit 444 at 444. I'm going to get to Jeff at 502. And I'm going to get to dinner to go at 5:48.
I love it.
That's a deal. I just made you a promise. I have to hold myself to it.
Let's go.
But I've been better lately at keeping my promises. I went through a phase where I wasn't so good at it, but I've been better lately. I've just made you a promise, Big Bet Bennett.
Thank you.
Do dinner to go.
Dinner to go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's dinner to go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff. I think the main thing is that I might have missed my calling as a cyclist.
That's true, yeah.
What if all this time I was supposed to be cycling, and instead I was wasting my time talking?
I don't know.
How disappointing would that be?
You're pretty good at what you do now.
I'm better at cycling?
This is only
a topic of conversation because I did my first Peloton session today, and I won. I finished first place on Peloton today. My first session. I don't really know what that means. I'm confident it doesn't mean exactly the way I'm making it sound. I'm sure of that. But either way, I'm 1-0. And I'm like, if I can beat those people, who's to say I can't beat the next round of people? Perhaps I'll be humble eventually, but not today. Today was not the day.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Well, since the Mets already knocked out the Marlins in the afternoon, I guess we'll go Suns Clippers NBA. Okay. Suns are 36-14. That Chris Paul sure does make a difference, doesn't he?
Yeah, no kidding.
Clippers 34-18. So it's Chris Paul back in Staples Center against his old franchise. It's going to be on 9 o'clock tonight. Clippers 6-point favorites, total 221. You can watch it on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
Okay, who cares about TV? Let's go to podcast. You told me you listened to that, Mommy Doomsday podcast?
Yeah.
I started it over the past week.
What you think?
It's really good.
Yeah. Because it gets a little way more into detail than like the Dateline episode,
right?
Obviously.
No,
yeah.
I'm in it. I'm like on episode 4 or 5 right now.
Yeah.
Like I'll finish it. I might be able to finish it on my way home the next episode.
Okay.
I'm into it. It's really good. That Lori Vallow is something else,
isn't she? Something is wrong with her.
They just kept killing people.
Yeah, something's really wrong with her.
Why did they think it was okay to just kill everybody?
I don't know.
What a bizarre thing.
She is a weirdo.
Boy. And like when you're that weird, it must be comforting on some level to find somebody just as weird as you, which is what she seemed to do. And then they just got real weird together and start killing everybody.
Yeah.
What in the world? It's Mommy Doomsday podcast. It is by Dateline. The goat Keith Morrison is voicing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's soothing.
So that alone is worth the price of admission. But it's called Mommy Doomsday. It's about Lori and Chad Vallow, who, of course, are now in jail after her children, Tylee and JJ, were finally found dead after being missing for months and months and months. They haven't been charged with murder yet, but, like, we know who killed those kids.
Right.
We know who killed those kids.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
My colleague, Strong Jaw Kyle Boone, Updated his mock draft earlier today over at CBSSports.com. Cade Cunningham, number one. Evan Mobley, number two. Jalen Suggs, number three. If you haven't read that yet, I retweeted it earlier. You can find it at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's Friday. Is it Friday? It is
Tomorrow's Friday,
Friday,
yes.
How about that?
I'm excited.
I kind of am, too. Our first weekend home in a long time. Get to talk to Dan Wolkin.
Yeah, big sports weekend.
Masters?
Yep.
Grizzlies?
Yep.
What else? WrestleMania?
WrestleMania weekend.
When is that?
Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, they split it up because of the, you know, the whole pandemic and not having fans. They try to, like, stretch it out a little bit. Yeah, you're going to have to get involved in that.
How can I watch that?
Peacock.
I'm a Peacock subscriber.
Yep, Peacock. It's free on Peacock.
WrestleMania is free on Peacock.
Free on Peacock.